Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, 1017 was the number we had on March beans for resistance, and we've gotten that here today. We still have another number, 1030, on the beans, and that's a possibility that this market could ebb and flow, but eventually just kind of spike right back up there. And if it did, I would say there's a little resistance there. That would be a tougher spot and maybe a selling opportunity. It would maybe take that, too, to get your November beans back up to $10 or over. Interestingly enough, continued rains, forecasts of rains in Brazil and the areas where they're needing to harvest is going to become more of a concern as the later planted crop starts to really become available for harvest. And I think that, too, is something we need to keep an eye on. It could be what's supporting the market a little bit, not to mention the USDA showing less bean acres at 83.5 million acres versus 84 on the baseline estimate of last week and 83.7 million acres of last year. That one's really tough to believe, and I think most analysts are having a hard time digesting that one. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.